It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It's Loggy's time to analyze crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Definitely one of my faves, that
one. Yeah, it's a bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel like
I'm in Mount Thomas.
Yeah, I know. What a place to be. Just the crime level's huge.
Crazy for such a small town.
Yeah, weird. Anyway, my crime club is all about me telling you all about crime docos, crime books, crime podcasts and stuff because, yeah, I'm into it, right?
Yeah, cool.
All right. And, yeah, and I like to go through it all so I can give you the rating so, you know, you don't have to either waste your time or you can waste your time or do whatever you want to do. I don't know. Anyway, this one is new to Netflix, just came out the other day. It's called Sophie, A Murder in West Cork. So it's a three.
Oh, I've seen it pop up on me Netflix.
Yes, okay.
And I thought I could watch it or I could wait for Loggy to maybe, possibly, probably tell me about it in Crime Club.
Well, here we go. It's your lucky day. It's a three-part doco, this one. It involves the murder of Sophie Toscan de Plantier in West Cork, Ireland.
Well pronounced, mate.
Thank you. This was back in 1996. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
A woman whose body has been found in a remote area in County Cork.
The brutal murder of Sophie Toscan du Plantier has shocked the public.
She was a French lady. They were the last person spoke to her, except whoever saw her after me.
The region's first murder in living memory.
We had no experience of serious crime.
I was trying to think of neighbours and work out motives.
We were afraid there was a murderer among us.
All right. Right. So, she was French, like you heard there, and she was holidaying in her house in West Cork. Now, this was in the middle of nowhere, right? And even West Cork is very small, but there are a lot of sort of travellers that come in and out. But the townspeople itself, they're very welcoming and they love new people and things like that. But it is still quite a small, very, very just her house in particular was up in the middle of the hills, just in the middle of nowhere, okay. Right? So she was found at the end of her driveway.
It's right down the bottom of Ireland. Cork,
yeah.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Just so people can imagine it.
Imagine
in their minds.
It. Green rolling hills, middle of nowhere, right? Yeah, freezing cold.
South of Limerick.
Sure, that does help. So she was found at the end of her driveway in her 90.
Oh, Jesus.
Beaten to death. It's like pretty full on stuff, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't want to tell you much about this one.
Okay.
That's why I didn't play you the full trailer as well.
Okay.
I don't want you to watch the trailer before you watch
it. Okay.
Yes, I don't want you to Google it, as I always say. Mm. I just got straight into it, and I'm really glad that I did. Because at the end of the first episode as well, there was like a jaw drop moment, like, ooh, oh my God.
Okay.
Right? And I want you to have that experience too. And this doco is, I really liked it. It interviews Sophie's friends, her family members, the police that investigated the matter. And we're talking back in 1996, right?
Yeah.
But it is still being talked about at the moment. Okay?
Is that because there's a low closure rating?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not actually going to tell you the closure rating.
Oh, you're not giving me closure on your Crime Club break?
No, I know. Because I want you to get the full experience of this documentary. Mm. And if I give you the closure rating, it might not do that for you.
Really?
Okay? Yes. So you are going to want to binge this one.
Nope.
Three episodes. The episodes are about an hour each, right? There's also interviews with the townspeople, and you really get to know like the community and her and everything like that. So I am rating this one, Tom.
Yes.
A 4.5 out of 5.
Wow, that good, hey?
I really
still not going to watch it. I'm not going to. You know me. I'm not going to watch it just because I need to know the closure rate. I need to know if I'm not going to get closure, I don't want to know about it.
Trust me. Maybe you will.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to spend 3-hour-long episodes with them going, oh, look at all this weird shit that happened. Oh, and now you make up your mind what you think.
No.
I don't want to make up my mind.
It's not like that. It's not like that, okay? I promise you. Watch it. Sophie, A Murder in West Cork.
All right, Crime Club wraps for another week.
Yee-haw! It's Loggy's time to analyze crime in Loggy's Crime Club. Loggy's Crime Club.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Welcome back, Adam. Oh, geez, that was a bit lackluster, everyone. No one really committed to that.
No. I just thought I'm always the one that goes the hardest, and I wanted to.
Yeah, I was going to say you weren't.
Someone
didn't
else
have much gusto this morning. It's different from
so,
you.
Will that give me more gusto in the actual competition?
That's true.
That's my thinking.
I'm going to say gusto.
I have sucked of late.
No, you haven't, mate.
Yeah. No, you won last week over me.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, remember? Over you. Oh, that doesn't count.
And you also won. You also won Guess the Year on Tuesday. So
did I? Oh, there you go. Go me. Things are going all right.
Good self talk though, there, mate. Good internal monologue. Okay, so now last week, if people were listening, they'll remember that I flipped the script and I was the quiz master.
Yes, that
and
was a surprise.
You had to play. Mm. Management's asked us to never do that again. So back into our regular roles, Adam, where you are the quiz master. You read the lyrics to songs as if they are news bulletins, like you do in your day job. And then Loggy and I need to guess the artist and the song title. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Mm-hmm. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
I think everyone's ready to play Lyrical Headlines.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. I've been waiting for the tides to change, for the waves to send you my way. I see you, darling, but you pixelate. It gets hard to take these days. But we'll hold the line. I won't let go. Because I'll be there when you can finally make it home. And I don't care. Because we both know that we'll be fine when you can finally make it home.
Loggy? I'm going to say, is it Nico and Vin's Waves?
It is not.
Damn. I had a guess.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Because I could feel, that your brain was...
Yeah, no. I'll have a few more lyrics if I can, thanks. Or have we already got the crux of it?
Hang on. No, you can't ask that.
No, I'm trying to save time here.
I'm at the chorus.
Go for it.
Because when I'm in a room with you, that missing piece is found. Oh
damn.
You know that when you're by my side, darling, nothing can bring us down. Oh.
If he doesn't know it, do I get another go?
No, you don't.
Do I?
Is that it?
Well, yeah. Yeah. I would have thought you would know by now.
No, I don't know.
Can I have a go?
No.
Is it Vance Joy Missing Piece?
Well, it is, but you don't get it.
Okay, well, everyone can have a listen to what it sounds like. Okay, so well played, and it's on me because I've not had a good listen to this song. So.
I genuinely thought you knew, but you were just playing me along. Foxin'.
Never foxin', mate. All right. Okay, that's no point for question number one. Let's go again.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. You're so fine, I want you mine. You're so delicious, I think about you all the time. You're so addictive. Don't you know what I can do to make you feel all right? Don't pretend. I know you think I'm damn precious, and hell yeah, I'm the princess.
I
can tell you
it is.
Me too, and I know you, I'm right. Tom.
Okay, so it's Avril Lavigne. Mm-hmm. And it's, hey, I don't like your girlfriend.
Girlfriend, yes. It is.
I'll let you get away with that one.
Why?
Because you didn't specifically say girlfriend. You said, I don't like your girlfriend.
Oh, but I got the title of the...
Yeah, emphasised girlfriend.
Just write that one down in your brain, Tom.
Man.
Because we all know that you'd fight me on that.
You
know. All right, we're not here to fight.
You know you would.
Hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Always see it on TV or read it in the magazines. Celebrities want sympathy.
Loggy. It is Good Charlotte, Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous.
Yes.
Thanks. Woo.
Okay, I'd just like the record to show that Loggy said it is there before.
See, I told you, you can't. You
before
can't
the
help.
Artist. If we're gonna be hooking people. Triggering people. Okay, tiebreaker, here we go.
Ooh, hey, it's Adam with the latest K-Rock update. Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late nights. Tom?
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well done. Bad habits lead to late nights and
Do you like that song, Adam?
It's pretty punchy.
You're an Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift guy.
Yeah.
Big range of music love there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both spectrums.
You are. You do. Both spectrums.
Yeah. Straight Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift.
There's nothing wrong with that. Do you, just before we let you go, do you think it sounds a little bit like Mr. G? She's a naughty girl.
I'm scared. Which part of the song did you check?
Don't worry, I've checked it.
Okay.
I've checked it. Hang on. Here we go. She's a naughty girl. Yeah. Habit. Yeah. Bad habit for drugs. Yeah, back to Ed.
Oh, yep. Bad
habits lead to late. Yes. Yeah. Okay, song. Okay, I'm not going to mix them together.
DJ Tom.
Yeah, it's basically the same song.
Yeah.
I wonder how Chris Lilley feels about that. Nobody cares. Straight. That's it for our lyrical headlines.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
If you want a random Insta post to follow, Insta page to follow, Kath and Cal _ travel. So someone has gone on Facebook Marketplace, they've shelled out $50 and they've got
$50.
Yeah, they've got a life sized cardboard cutout of Kath and Cal and they're just going in for one of their big wet
pashes. Yeah.
So it got us thinking, what cardboard cutouts do you have? What life size cardboard cutouts are still around at your house?
Mm.
They could be weird ones like that. Maybe they're sports stars.
Did you pay for them or did they find you, as we were talking about before? Melanie in Newtown, did you pay for yours?
Yeah, look, in a nutshell, we about 11 years ago, our first kind of big friends group wedding was upon us and our friend found out that she would arrive one day late to be able to attend.
Oh.
So,
she was overseas, was she, or something?
She was overseas and just because flights had been changed and she was pretty gutted.
Mm.
So I got in touch with her family, plus her in Facebook, found the best picture I could. Within a week, got in touch with some guys in Werribee who make them and they made me a life-size waterproof version of her.
Amazing. Waterproof and everything.
It's waterproof. We made sure it was water resistant just in case the weather was bad, although it was the scorching of the day.
Yeah.
And she just started getting a feed of photos with mothers of the brides and she was dancing on the dance floor and she's basically our annual Christmas tree.
Amazing.
For years we've dressed her up. At the moment, she's in storage. She looks after my storage shed, so it freaks me out every time I open the door. But, they're amazing, the guys who make those standees.
Yeah.
They're definitely a good investment for a bit of a laugh and something to potentially pass on to someone, you know, as a gift, as a game. You can play pin the tag and stuff on them too.
Does she not want it herself?
No, even though it is, I mean, she's a stunning girl, but it is probably one of the best shots ever of her.
Yeah.
She loves it. Yeah. Every time she sees it, she's like, can she just be in group photos from now on?
Yeah, instead of her. Yeah.
Because they're done so well, they come up really good in pictures and they actually look better than real life.
That's epic.
So,
man, that's so cool. And to know, like, in this day and age particularly, where people can't travel to be at things like weddings, amazing idea. Well done to you. And you were well ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we're well and a half ahead of the curve. Yeah. But, yes, they're a very good investment.
Yeah, amazing. And now she's taking care of the storage shed. I mean, that's security as well. So many uses.
Well, you know, standees aren't just for Christmas, as they say. So, they're just one event.
I love
so
it.
So good. My concern with that is, knowing my mates, I don't want them to have a cardboard cut out of me that I then can't supervise what they do with.
Exactly. I feel like I can see the photos already. Here's Tom in this
barnyard
position.
Barnyard photo shoot going on. Knowing my mates. Joe in North Shore, wrap this up for us, mate, before we get to 9 o'clock news. What's the cardboard cutout you have?
Hey, I'm a part of a lesbian motorcycle group, Dykes on Bikes, that lead pride marches all over the world.
Yeah.
And we had a stall at Chill Out Festival a couple of years back, and we wanted a bit of a gimmick to, you know, get people to come over to our stall and join up as members. So I found that there's an app on the internet, I can't remember what it's called, but you can make your own cardboard cutout. So I made one of Shane from the L Word, who was like this cult, has this cult following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, look, cut a long story short, we had lesbians from all over coming to our stall just to get photos with Shane. It was just incredible. It was so good. She was in all kinds of positions, and you know, I'm surprised she turned up paper mache. And then a friend of mine was obsessed with her, so she stole her. She stole it. And as far as I know, Shane was last seen residing in Torquay, and she pops up every now and then.
And you're like, Shane, blink if you need help. Blink if you need help, Shane. But she never blinks. She never blinks. Tom and Long, K-Rock.